Reed told those attending the address, since becoming mayor, the city has increased its reserves, lowered its pension liability, and reduced crime after the hiring of hundreds of new police officers. He also says unemployment has dropped, foreclosures are at a 6-year low, and decreases the city has seen in property tax revenue appear to be settling.
The state of the city is strong because of the sacrifices we made together. And more importantly, I believe that the tide of doubt and fear have run their course, and I think it's time for us to get back to doing things again.
One of the immediate things, according to Reed, is to boost the pay of city employees.
In the next 2 months, I'm going to come forward with a proposal to provide pay raises to every single employee in the city of Atlanta, one way or another.
Reed also says the city needs to deal with the $922 million infrastructure backlog to improve the city's roads, bridges, and sidewalks. To reduce that backlog by a third, the mayor says he plans to come forward with a bond offering proposal. And after the recent shooting at Price Middle School, Reed reiterated he wants to see cameras installed in every Atlanta public school and to link those cameras to the city's video integration center.
So in the event that some depraved person tries to harm our children, when the police arrive on the scene, they have a heightened situational awareness so that they can save the lives of the children in the city of Atlanta.
Reed estimates installing the cameras will cost between $3 to $6 million. Michelle Worth, WABE News.